morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page Resh Mem Gimel. On page Resh Mem Gimel, in the paragraph Tokfam Shel Dvarim. So it's the third paragraph down from the top. So we dedicate our learning this morning the Ilei Nishmas Liba Bas Zusha, Maisha's mother, and we hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah and Hashem will have an Aliyah. So Tokfam Shel Dvarim Imkein. So the essence of what it is that we're saying, Shekoach HaTanug Shebechomer, Eino Tachlis La'atzmo, that the literally getting pleasure from the physical is not an ends, Elekli Bilvad L'chibor Bein B'nei Hazug, but rather it is a tool or a vehicle for connection between a couple. Susug Kedushas HaChomer. Ultimately, again, it is a form of holiness of the material. See, because again, when one just simply enjoys the material, such enjoyment, such pleasure, is mundane pleasure. Ulam, but when physical pleasure ultimately, again, is a utensil, is a kli for unity, for achtus, that ultimately the material becomes the utensil for the soul, and this is its essence, this is its holiness. Remember again, going back to what we said yesterday, what the Mechaber was suggesting was that there are two parts in marriage, or there are two bonds in marriage. There's a physical bond and there is a spiritual bond. But remember, and the goal of a successful marriage is to actualize or to bolster both of those bonds. This goes back to what he said earlier, which was that in order to become truly connected to something, there has to be a tanug, there has to be a pleasure, there has to be an enjoyment. This person does not become connected to something from which they do not have a certain sense of pleasure and joy. As such, says the Mechaber, that there has to be joy from the spiritual side, and there has to be joy from the physical side, from the material side. But it's important to understand that when it comes to joy from the physical or material side, that joy is not an end, but rather that joy is a means to establish a sense of connection. He goes on, V'zo ra'achola, v'zu ra'achola, ra'inu prat b'dareinu anu. So but again, the greatest challenge is when people go ahead and take the material and make the material the ends as opposed to the means. And he says, this is a sickness that we have seen in our generation. Sheyeshnam b'nei adam hatov simes atanog achor mishe b'nisuin. Kitachlis la'atzma. That there are some people who take physical pleasure within marriage and they ultimately use it as a tachlis. It's the ends to itself. Ve'ein lahem ma'atzor u'gvul. And they have no boundaries. Uritzonam lahanos mikolav sharo shaltano kamutaris begidri hadin. And of course they want to enjoy every single pleasure that is permitted ultimately within the framework of the law. Ve'chas v'shalom pa'amin rabos af mi'avalakach. And sometimes even beyond the boundary of the law. V'shoresh ta'usam. And the essence of their mistake is notes bi'i havanasam shetachlis hatano ki achtus bin b'nei hazug. So it's very important to sod, because ultimately when one enjoys the material or physical side of marriage or of life, one could easily go ahead and see that as an ends unto itself. That the goal is to enjoy, the goal is to be pleasured, but at the end of the day, it's very important that a person realizes that the material and physical pleasure within the context of marriage, and again, remember, whatever we're saying in the context of marriage applies within the greater context of life also. It just happens that the discussion underway here is regarding marriage. But ultimately, if a person only looks at the physical as an ends unto itself, that's where a person gets into incredible trouble. Kasher huvhar shetachlis hatanug, he is achtos v'hischabrus. After we clarify that the essence of pleasure is this achtos and this hischabrus, this unity and connection, me'ata yaskil ha'adam v'yavim. So we'll say, now that we've established that the enjoyment of the physical or material side of marriage is not an ends, but rather it's a way in which a couple is able to establish a sense of unity and togetherness. She'in ikar kavanas hatanog, shehu atzmo yis'anik bilvad. The essence of the physical pleasure is not simply that I have pleasure, that I enjoy myself. Ela ikar gili hatanog bevayis ha'yehudi, itanug shal nesina V'lo rak tanug shel kabbalah, but rather the essence, the true manifestation of joy, of pleasure within a Jewish home, is the pleasure of giving and not the pleasure of receiving. This idea that even by enjoying the material or physical side of things, I am ultimately coming closer to the other, that is the most incredible joy. Kilomar, la says tanug, v'lo rak lekabel tanug. It is important to remember that giving creates pleasure and not only receiving. Kasher yeshna rak kabalas tanug, when all there is receiving in the form of pleasure, right? Kabalas tanug, or I should say, the pleasure of receiving. Ein zet tanug shel chibur. This type of pleasure does not create connection. Ki kol echad mechapes tanug latzmo, because everyone is looking for their own pleasure. Ulam kasher iker giloy hatanug, hu benesinas tanug leben obas zugo. But when the ikar manifestation of the pleasure is by giving pleasure to the other, to another man, to the spouse, sheyis aneg, so the other should have pleasure. Zeu tanug emes. This is true pleasure. Tanug shel chibur. Because again, both say he's just repeating the same idea, which is that the truest in order for something to be truly pleasurable, I should say differently, in order for something to create a sense of connection, it has to be truly pleasurable, right? But if something is truly pleasurable, but it doesn't create a sense of connection, then all that is self-serving pleasure. So the idea is that one is supposed to create pleasure within marriage, but the goal of that pleasure is to create a sense of connection between husband and wife. It has to be tanug shel chibur. Lachin ala adam livdok es atzmo. Therefore, a person has to check himself. Ha'im ikar ha-tanug bebeiso. Nigle b'tanug shel kabbalah la'atzmo, o b'tanug shel nesina. And therefore, a person ultimately has to check himself. Is the ikar tanug that he has in his home, is it nigle b'tanug shel kabbalah? Is it a pleasure ultimately, again, of receiving shel kabbalah la'atzmo, o b'tanug shel nesina? Or ultimately, is it a pleasure of giving? Mimotza dvar lamanu. So what comes out from everything we've learned? Sha'adam tzarech lahagbil es hatanug hagashmi v'hachumri lefi tzarchei haguf ulefi tzarchei his achtus. So what comes out is that a person has to lahagbil. A person has to create boundaries or a framework for his physical and material pleasures in accordance with the needs of his body, and more importantly, in accordance with the ability for these physical or material pleasures to create a sense of life unity. Ubishum panim va'ofen lo la'avar es hagvul, and do not go ahead and go past the boundary. Gvul, so the idea over here, of course, is any time that you deal with pleasure in the physical or material world, you run the risk of overindulgence. So, you know, some will say that because there's a risk of overindulgence, therefore a person should just not engage at all. So of course, you know, that's a little bit of a cop-out, right? It's always easy to view the world in black and white. It's much harder to ultimately view it in gray, which is the reality of the world. So on one hand, overindulgence in the material is going to go ahead and could lead a person to very serious issues. On the other hand, not engaging in the physical pleasures of the world is problematic. We've spoken about this already. It's problematic on a basic level because the body desires certain things, the body needs certain things, and those things, if used correctly, ultimately could bring one to a high level. Therefore, again, the approach is that to enjoy the physical and material world, but to enjoy it within a particular framework and gvul, within a particular framework and boundary. Gvul zeh mishtana me'adam la'adam, this boundary will be dependent from one part, will change from one person to the next. Va'af ba'osa adam gufa mishtana me'is la'is. And even for one person, this boundary changes at different times. At different times, umipkida lipkida, literally at different appointed times. V'uchevel dak ma'od shirabim naflubo. This perhaps is one of the hardest things in life, to try to figure out ultimately how to set that boundary. Yeshnam b'nei adam shenatu yosra l'chomer mikfeshinitzach. There are some people that are drawn after the material more than they need. Ubaze silku as or hakidusha vanasham besem rachmar litzlan, and as a result, they, because of overindulgence in the material, they literally draw out the light. They draw the light of holiness and the light of their soul from their homes. V'yeshna many adam shenatu yosher midai l'ruchnios ul'neshama ul'mi'uto michtei tzorechis achtus aydego. For us, listen to this. And there are some people that are too pulled, they have too strong of a pull towards the spirituality and towards the soul. And as a result, they go ahead and they don't take enough time to enjoy the material or physical pleasures in this world. And as a result, they lose out on the ability to create a certain unity that could only be expressed through physical and material pleasure. And as a result, they lose out on this true unity. Therefore, Al ha'adam lishtoach tefila mi'umka deliba lifnei shochin ma'ona shelo yita l'shum tzad yosir michtei atzorach. Therefore, Rabbi says, he says, a person has to daven every single day before HaKadosh Baruch Hu that God should give me the wisdom to find, as they say, this golden mean, to find this right balance between, on one hand, again, I want to go ahead and enjoy the world of the material, but I don't want to overindulge. I want to be a spiritual person, but yet I don't want to lose out on the opportunities of connection that the material world offers me. And he says, a person has to daven, like for Siyat Hashem, a person has to daven for divine providence to be able to find this particular balance. And a person who seeks out truth with the sense of truth and with the sense of inner simplicity, the master of truth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will set that individual on the path of truth. So we'll say he ends off this section again in a very profound fashion. That life, and we've known this, and this has been an ongoing theme in this particular Sefer, of this finding of balance in life. And this balance ultimately, in this case, between the Ruchni and the Gashmi, recognizing that both can be very powerful tools in affecting proper marriage, but like most things in life, are only effective if used in the right moderation. All right, so we'll pick up. Again, there's no shir tomorrow because of Rosh Chodesh. So we start davening at 6:30, so we'll have daf yomi at 5:45. But Emir Tashem will pick up on Thursday. And we'll finish Emir Tashem. We'll finish the paper ministry by Friday. See you, I guess, sometime to see him.